Emerson Phillips on the field once again. I'm talking now with Trey Sullivan, the head coach at Dreher High School. Coach, good to see you again, man. It's been a while.
Absolutely. Good to be here. Thanks for coming.
We appreciate you having us tonight. Dreher and Chapin in the Region 5 opener, Class 4A, coach. Ask Coach Gentry how he likes the new 5-class system. Last year, same thing. Do you have much of an opinion on it, coach? Is it any different for you?
I mean, it's a little different. You play a lot of the same teams you've played in the past. So I guess for us, it's kind of like the old 3A that we were in, playing similar opponents. So I guess after tonight, I'll tell you how much I like it.
All right, region play gets started tonight, coach. And we talked with Coach Gentry about this. You know, you really wiped the slate clean tonight. Both teams are 0-0 coming in, and you got to win some region games to get in the playoffs. That's the goal.
Absolutely. And the first one's always the hardest, and playing a good opponent, well-coached group, talented group that Chapin has. So we got our work cut out for us tonight, but we're looking forward to it.
All right, coach. Dreher off to a fantastic start this year. You won your first four ball games to open the year. Hit a little bump in the road last week against a good Gilbert team that's ranked in the top 10 in the state in Class 3A. So talk about the season to this point and some of your top players on both sides of the ball.
It's been good so far. You know, the first, I guess, that we call that like the second phase for us, and it's been good. We've won some games, beat some pretty good teams, and the biggest thing for us is we've grown. We know who we are, and we did run up against a good opponent last week, and they played well, and we didn't. So it was a combination of two things. So, you know, you could go back and coulda, woulda, shoulda, but give those guys credit for winning that game, and we put it behind us and getting ready for Chapin. As far as, you know, players, our offensive line start led by Quasi Jackson, our center. That's where everything goes through us, and we got some good backs behind them. Jay Washington and Anthony Salters. Our senior quarterback, Matthew Campbell, has been doing a good job for us. Had a rough week last week, but looking for him to respond. And on the defensive side, it all starts with, you know, our three-year starter, Theo Goodwin, at linebacker, and we got some really good players up front, Chris Crabtree, Travis Anderson on that D-line, and then Anthony Salters also serves as a corner in that back, and he's got four picks. So we're led by a lot of juniors and seniors, and they're looking forward to tonight.
Coach, I wanted to get you to talk more about Salters. That's incredible two-way production. This guy's running the football. He plays receiver for you. He's got four picks on defense. He's doing it all.
He's a football player, man. People ask me what he is. He's a football player. He's like an energizer buddy. He never gets tired. The thing that I love about him in practice and in games is you don't ever have to ask him to go hard. He's going hard, and you know, that's today's athlete. Sometimes you got to be able to push and prod, but you don't worry that with him. He's a quick study. You tell him one thing, we'll do something, and he usually figures it out. But he's electric with the ball in his hand, and he makes some plays on defense. So.
All right, and your running back, Jay Washington, was over here talking with you and Coach Gentry right before we started the interviews here, and I think Coach Gentry was trying to recruit his brother to Chapin High. You might want to look out for that, man.
Yeah. Jay's a good player, and so is his brother, man. We're excited to have him for a couple more years.
Jay's been in the weight room. He looks good.
Yeah, he's a hard worker, too. You know, he's a football and baseball guy. Got good genes. He's from that Jenkins family that came through Dreher, so he's an old school throwback, hard physical runner, and flips over and plays a little linebacker for us. But he is a good looking kid, and he goes really hard.
So he's related to Corey and D. Jenkins.
Yep. They're a family some kind of way. Yeah.
Corey played Gamecocks, played football for the Gamecocks under Lou Holtz. So we're talking with Trey Sullivan, head coach of Dreher High School here, Dreher and Chapin, in the game of the week from Love Chevy. Coach, talk about some of the challenges you face at Dreher. You know, the enrollment at Dreher has dropped over the years, and the school's just not as big as it used to be with all these other high schools popping up. A lot of folks moving outside the city.
Right. Well, we got a very large art population, and we have a good arts program, and that counts against your enrollment. So, you know, we'll dress, you know, 30-something kids, and we're numbers-wise, we're probably a 3A school playing against 4A teams. But, you know, you can't do anything about that. You got to go out and compete and do your best, because you get 11 on the where you struggle is with depth and injuries and stuff like that. And so it puts a hard job on us, as, you know, developing personnel and identifying what guys do well, and then, you know, teaching them to do other jobs, because it's, you know, you don't have so many to choose from. But you know, I need to do a good job of getting out in the halls and trying to find people that are going to be consistent and willing to commit to do what we do.
Coach, what would a playoff trip mean for this Dreher team this year?
It'd be great. You know, we've been the last 2 years, and we went to Berkeley 2 years ago and played, you know, tit for tat with them. And then the same thing with Myrtle Beach last year. We got to get in and win one. You know, I think that could help get some kids out. You know, we've gone down and competed, and I've been really proud of our kids. But it's time for us to get in and win some.
All right, no time to be worried about the playoffs yet. The trek to the playoffs starts tonight, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We got to figure out how to get this one done tonight against a really good football team that's very well coached, and it should be a fun game.
Coach Sullivan, we appreciate the job you do. Thanks very much.
Thank you.